In the Christian tradition, two well-known examples of people profoundly transformed by an RSME are the Apostle Paul and Francis of Assisi. Paul was a violent persecutor who targeted the early Christian church in Palestine and Syria and participated in at least one death by stoning. Yet following his life-changing vision on the Damascus Road, in which he was knocked to the ground and struck blind by a light, Acts 9:1-9, Paul spent the rest of his life serving the Christian community he had persecuted. Galatians 1:12. As for Francis of Assisi, when he was content with life as a young nobleman, no one loved pleasure as he did. Not at all interested in piety, Francis was described as handsome, joyful, gallant, and self-indulgent. During an illness when he was about 20, he had a vision of a huge hall hung with armor marked with the cross. He heard a voice telling him, "These are for you and your soldiers." After this vision, Francis abandoned pleasure for a simple life of silent prayer and serving the poor. He became one of the most loved saints of all time, venerated for his concern for the poor and for nature. He was especially noted for his empathy with the sufferings of animals. The error of evolutionary psychology, which has been critiqued in this book, is not its underpinnings in the fact of evolution, but rather its attempt to ground spiritual experience in the qualities that animal nature requires in order to survive. Such accounts provide no explanation for the most significant evidence regarding spirituality, and are unlikely ever to do so. The brain mediates but does not produce RSMEs. There is no scientific evidence showing that delusions or hallucinations produced by a dysfunctional brain can induce the kind of long-term positive changes and psycho-spiritual transformation that often follow RSMEs. In fact, delusions and hallucinations usually constitute negative experiences from a subjective perspective. Materialist neuroscientists have not succeeded in providing a satisfactory neurobiological theory of how mind, consciousness, and self, and RSMEs, arise from the interaction between various brain regions, neural circuits, and neurotransmitters. In my view, this enterprise is doomed to failure. Why? Because of the immense epistemological gap between the psychological realm, psyche, and the physical realm, physis.